Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. Tonight we're going to just open your mind to a new way to experience life with Rebecca J. Stagger. Rebecca is an author of a book called And the Angel Spoke and several other books available on innercirclepublishing.com. But Rebecca is a very connected lady with the animal world and the metaphysical world and the angels. And we're going to open your eyes to see your own talent tonight. And I want to introduce you to a very beautiful lady, Rebecca J. Stagger. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Robin. As always, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you. You know, let's saddle up and ride tonight, because this is a time that the energy is so profound at this time right now. So I feel wonderful. I know you do too. I hope our audience is ready for this, because we are fixing to take you into a new world and a new dimension in your life. I, again, am a Rebecca J. Stagger. I'm an author of And the Angel Spoke and From Ashes to Angelite. I do channeling through the angelic realm. I am merely their vessel, and they guide me to help others in a loving and positive way. I am also on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and I love being here with Rob. So, Rob, let's get started.
All righty. Now, Rebecca, there's something I was going to, you know, December 21st is coming. Everybody's all worried, but here's really the thing. There's no worries. It's what are your innovative talents going to show you? How does your channeling, and how do you feel that we're going to go from a corporate world to an individual innovative world?
Well, I have seen this, and I wrote about this quite some time ago. This is contained in both of my books. My books were published in 2003 and 2005. So the world is starting to catch up with what I wrote at that point in time. Actually, this is going to be such a calming effect from going from the corporate world into more of a thinning of the veil, to where we see where we are on our, truly on our paths, where we should be. And at that point in time, there's a lot of new guides coming in, the Great White Brotherhood's coming in starting December the 12th, and that's going to just kind of go with the flow. You just have to learn to go with the flow, and you're going to have to learn to depend on yourself, your God self. And whenever I say God self, I mean this supreme being that looks over us all and really guides and directs us, and so many people don't realize that he is waiting for them to answer. And this is going to be just a wonderful experience. I'm excited.
Me too.
But you're going to have to rely on your own resources, your own skills. You can't rely on what man tells you every day, because there's not going to be man there to tell you. You're going to have to rely upon yourself. This is going to bring families much closer, tighter knit entities.
And I absolutely agree, because I think the corporate world has run its course, because we can't expand anymore with the corporate world. It's too locked down into, well, egotistical way of living. And we're going to get into more of a spiritual innovation by people opening up their own wives. And how do you feel about that, Rebecca?
I think that's a wonderful thing, because I'm a very open, spiritually open, metaphysical person. You are a very open, metaphysical person. And there is the thing about it is the trip is wonderful. The lessons that you learn through making this transition and this trip from corporate into a more metaphysical realm, which everyone contains, most don't realize it, but everyone has that ability to do, will bring so much more peace to this world and more peace within each and every one. And as I said, when you put that energy and that light out, it draws in positive things into your life. You may not think so when this corporate world crashes. You may not think that that's what's happening. But if you will let the dust settle, more or less, and listen and just set within a quiet zone, you will feel it, you will see it, you will obtain it. And it's very simple.
Well, that's the thing. Life is simple. We complicate it by everything we think. And you know, it really is going to come down to a very simple thing, Rebecca. It's about being willing to expand into your own realm of innovative talent. And, you know, the thing is that's something I've really learned, I've really expanded into, is the word expand.
Uh-huh.
And if you take the word change out of your life and use the word expand, it makes life new, the new of life, real easy. But with your channeling, Rebecca, how could you open people's eyes to see their talent and also see their special innovative invention they have inside themselves? How do you open people up with your stuff?
Well, actually, the angels do it for me. I have to do very little when I do channeling because I'm, as I said, I'm merely a vessel where the angels channel through me to help someone clear their path and get the problems out of the way so that they can move forward in their life. And as I do this, the energy that I work with just naturally flows through me to them. And I mean, I have clients that call me that say, I just need to hear your voice. It's not my voice that they are wanting to hear. It is what the energy through my voice is giving them, which is peace and tranquility. So by opening these doors, and I have had people that have come to see me that are very skeptical. They've called me, they're extremely skeptical. And by the end of one session, they have completely done a total turnaround. And they do believe. And then I've had some, not all, but I've had some clients that I work with for a while who have actually been able, I see angels, they have been able to see their angels. Okay? There is no more proof in the world than when it happens to you.
And you know, that's very true. And, you know, you was talking about the supreme being. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm the supreme being, but he sure asked me questions like, what were you thinking when you do that?
Exactly.
And I think he's getting tired of that question.
Well,
no, seriously. But, you know, there is such a higher realm out there than we've been exposed to. And Rebecca, once you start opening the path into that higher realm of just breathing, I feel it's just breathing. If you just open it up, how does that pathway never close? Because you can never, ever, you can have a real bad day, but Rebecca, you just want to go back when you get through the whatever's letting go. How do you feel when your clients see that, when they know they're on the path but they have a bad day, then when they get through it, they want to go further? How does your channeling open that up?
Well, of course, a lot of people call me in regards to that, as far as where they are on their path and how long is it going to take, and it takes as long as it takes. And it depends on your resistance. And as you said, if you just simply sit and embrace it, walk into it, don't try to push it away, then it's so much easier. But so many people want to run from it, hide from it. And I did the same thing. I am the world's greatest hider when it came to metaphysical and when it came to my gifts. And mine were gifts. And at first I thought, well, why me? Why me? I'm no one special. But if you go and you look, it tells you that God picks the common man. Well, you can't get much more common than I am. So you have to realize that your talents were given to you for a reason. And that's the whole thing. When you are learning and receiving your gifts and start using your talents, and the best thing that I recommend for everyone is use your talents, because when you start using your talents, it opens up a whole new realm, and then more come in, and then your vibrational energies raise higher. And it's one of the healthiest things you can do, because physically, mentally, and spiritually, you are combining into one, and you are healing all three areas.
And, you know, you said something profound in there. When you open up your talent, like you just said, how do you not have to be, you really let go of all the things that are holding you back, obesity, fear, drama, all that stuff. When you start seeing your talents, that stuff just kind of falls away. How do you see that?
Well, because at that point in time, that is so inconsequential to what is really going on. Because what is really going on is self-healing. And then you realize that you can help others in a positive and loving way. So, you know, don't join in on the poor pity me, or if I've had a bad day, which I am human. The human side of us have bad days. You know, when I am having a bad day, the thing that I say is, thank you, God, for this wonderful life upon this heavenly earth, because this earth is an extension of heaven. So why not make it an extension of heaven? And at that point in time, at that instant, I have a release. I'm released from the problems. If I have a difficulty or problems in my life, I call my angels in on my bad day. I open my hand and I give that problem to them, for them to elevate it, solve it, or let it die swiftly and gently. And they always take care of it.
Yeah, me, I always ask, where's my light of wisdom in it? And then I just, then it goes away, because that's all it's there for, to give me new wisdom.
Exactly.
And see, the thing is, but I'm going to ask you this, and this is something I've really studied over the last year. How do you feel people dramatize personal growth?
Repeat that again, please.
How do you feel people dramatize their personal growth, make it such a big deal?
Ego.
Yeah. That's true, because I get a kick out of these social media sites when everybody's telling me what they're doing, how they're doing it, and everything. I just said, man, I really didn't need that.
Was it your thing for the day?
Yeah, I just kind of giggle at it, because if you're living your life on the social media and telling everybody what you're doing, what are you really doing? You're asking for people's permission to do it.
Exactly.
And see, here's the thing: if you have to ask somebody or tell somebody, how are you not giving yourself permission to live your own life? How do you feel about that, Rebecca?
Well, I think everyone needs, we're all individuals, and everyone needs to give themselves permission to live their own life. We're not supposed to be clones. We're supposed to be individuals. And we are put here to learn from one another, to receive gifts from one another. And when we learn something, no matter how hard it is, in the end, we receive that gift. So we're not supposed to be like someone else. We're supposed to do our own thing and live our own life. And that shows someone else. That opens the door. If we live our life in a loving and positive way, if we have helped one person, we have done well today, then that opens the door for that person, for that individual. And everyone that we come in contact with, we have a reaction. We have a connection to that person. Everyone.
That's absolutely profound there. And Rebecca's website is rebeccaspathway.com, and you can go there and see how lively and beautiful she is. But you said something in there, the word clone. How do you think our college education system and the corporate way of life is actually cloning us to be clones?
Well, we have been preparing for this since birth. Also, people are prepared from it from the time they are 5, 6 years old, as soon as they enter the school system, which, don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against the school the school system or higher learning. But it's all there for a higher purpose. It is not there to put the masses out to do the same thing. It's almost like a zombie walk. You do the same thing, you go to the same place, you have the same job, you wear the same suit as your neighbor, you drive the same cars as your neighbor. So that is where the lid, and I call it a lid, is slapped down on the corporate society. And everyone strives to be like everyone else. So consequently, everyone is a clone of their neighbor. Their homes look the same. Their vehicles look the same. There is no individuality. And individuality is what makes us who we are. And this is what opens the mind to new experiences.
And also, you can get Rebecca's books, From Ashes to Angel Light and The Angels Spoke, on innercirclepublishing.com. You can go to and you can go there and get her book, and you also have a meditation there, don't you?
I also have, yes, Connecting with Your Angels, and that's a meditation download. My books are also available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all over the Internet, in bookstores. So you can purchase them several different ways.
My and also download, Powell and Amazon.com and Powell Books, right?
Well, Powell Books, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Book Nook,
yep.
You know. I'm kind
of
everywhere.
Are they also available on Kindle?
Yes, they are.
And you can get them on Kindle, so...
Yes.
Anyway, when people start on this journey, how do you think they become scared and kind of just fearful on letting go of the mundane world and get into a more easier flow of life? That kind of puts a little fear in people, because it shouldn't feel that good and be that easy, actually.
Well, there's two reasons why. Number one, people are afraid of the unknown. The unknown is a very scary place to go. If someone takes you out of your box and they shake you up a little bit, you don't know what to do, because most people are programmed to do certain things on certain days a certain way. So you're letting go of the everyday rules, and you're creating your own rules in a new and different way. And whenever I say you create your own rules, you are creating the rules that God intended for you to have. That's a very scary thing. Another thing is monetary. Everyone thinks monetary, monetary, not monetary. They don't understand that the universe will provide for you what you need. Now, don't get me wrong here. I am not a monetary wealthy person, but I have huge abundance in my life. And so long as the bills get paid and there's food on the table, I don't worry about it a whole lot. But I am not in the mindset of money. And money and greed hold so many people back.
You know, is it the greed and the money, or the power and the money gives them, then the greed sets in?
Well, whichever order you decide to put that in, and you're absolutely correct. Most people aren't greedy until they have the money. Because you're too busy striving to get it.
And, you know, here's something that I discovered about people that are wealthy. They work so hard to get there, they don't want to lose it, so they end up losing it by trying too hard to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And see, here's the thing about money. It ain't money. The universe is full of financial love. And so when my financial love comes to me, I pay my bills, that's given financial love, that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Rebecca, you can go to your email address is RebeccasPathways@hotmail.com.
Yes, it is.
And also you can go to her website, RebeccasPathways.com. You can click down there. You can go to the contact page, get the phone number, her address. You can donate some money. Everybody, you know, when somebody does something and you got to give them a reward for getting new wisdom, I look at it that way. And also, I want to get down here. You can go to her channeling page, but there's one. Oh, the Master Reiki. How does Reiki and channeling and the Lakota Lodge cards and the guided meditation, spiritual seminars, and telephone consultation all open people's eyes to see their enterprising wise? How does that work? How does that open them up?
Well, everyone is, okay, everyone is searching. So many people are restless and confused. They have no direction except for the direction in which someone is telling them to go. Okay, but in their heart of hearts and in their gut, that's not what they choose to do. So there's a lot of disruption in most people's lives. And that's where my work comes in. That's where my channeling comes in. That's where my meditation comes in. My meditation connects you with the angelic realm. It balances the body, it balances the mind, and it balances the spirit. And I think that's what a meditation should be about. Also, I am a master Reiki. It's the most wonderful energy in the world to work through and to work with. And anyone that, and you also are a master Reiki. Anyone who is a master Reiki and who is a true master is Reiki. It goes all the time. We're having a talk show here, and we are helping heal someone through the energy that we are putting out through this talk show. And Reiki's a wonderful tool to have to help heal others. I heal people with word, such as you. I also heal people with Reiki. And we ground them and let them fly at the same time through meditation to where they can touch the core of their inner selves and find that peace and tranquility that everyone's looking for.
You just said peace and tranquility. How does that scare people more than upheaval and turmoil and all that?
Well, because it's an unbalance for them. They're not used to being balanced. And people are used to fighting their way to the top or fighting their way where they are going in life. They're used to the struggles. They're used to the confrontation. They are used to the anger. Anger fuels so many people. You would be so surprised at how anger will actually fuel someone. I have seen people that thrive on anger because that gives them power in another way.
You know, anger is actually a fear, because once you get angry, you hit the limit of your wisdom. And when you can relax, you can open that wisdom and have a conversation in the situation. But really, anger is nothing more than insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also, you said something in there. To me, the way personal growth goes is spirit, body, mind, because the mind is a follower of everything. But when the spirit goes and I can let go in the body and expand the wisdom in the body, I can expand my mind. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's just a different terminology, maybe just a different play on mind, body, and spirit, or spirit, body, and mind. But it all is the same thing. It's the opening from within.
Yes. But I'm really starting to understand this, though, Rebecca. I let go in the body. Because I let go right between my belt buckle and my stomach, right in there. And when that starts winding up, I know we're going for a ride on something.
That's your sacral chakra.
Yeah, and I just know it's going to go up to every one of them. It's just a couple of things of being quiet. And don't talk to anybody because you're grumpy.
Do you get a little grumpy, do you?
oh, and you know, I know when it's happening now, so I just shut the mouth, close the ears, just say, okay, let's go. Let's get it out. And in a day or so, about 24 to 48 hours, it's gone, and then I get my, then I get what it was, and then it allows me to use it as an expanding wisdom to live my life to teach others. And it's really fun now to see what it is, because now I get more curious what's leaving than what's coming in. Anyway, you said something in there, Rebecca, trust. How is it when people are in turmoil and really upheaval in themselves, it really comes down to them not trusting their abilities? How do you feel about that?
Well, we have to learn to trust our abilities, and we have to learn to trust ourselves. Trust is built so solid once we open the door to trust. And so many people do not trust because of hurt that they've had in trusting someone else in them in their lives. But to trust yourself is an entirely different thing. But it's hard for them to disconnect one from the other. Trust is trust in someone's mind. Well, you know, I kind of trust everybody until they give me a reason not to, and then whenever they do, we just let them turn the corner and go to ash, and we just keep moving forward. So the whole key to trust is that no matter what happens to you today, there is another moment, there is another day. Keep moving forward and trust yourself to move forward on your path. And if you if you trust yourself to keep moving forward and see where your path leads you, then the trust becomes easier, the trust is there, and the trust will manifest what you need on your path in this life.
And also, do you feel, Rebecca, when you really trust yourself, you understand how to listen to the inner self?
Well, I think that what you do, because I think so many people have the inner self talking to them and they keep slamming the door, you know. Yeah. So I think that what trust does is it allows you to use what the inner self is telling you.
That's absolutely true. But yet, when you listen to it and trust it, you move forward. I know when this happens to me, when I don't listen and I don't trust it, that learning lesson that's coming is quite unique.
Yeah.
And it unique stuff for me, too. Kind of like,
and we all have.
And that's absolutely true.
You know, it's like someone told me not long ago, I was given, I was in a store and I had paid for something, and they handed me the money, and there was a long line, and I didn't really look at the money, but as they handed it to me, I knew this isn't right. Something here is not right. So I walked outside the store and I counted the money. Well, what they had done is they had given me the money that I handed them, which I was to receive change back, but they gave me the same amount of money back. And someone said, and it wasn't a large amount, but there was someone working a cash register. There was a manager in there. You know, I knew that this money had to go back. And someone said, oh, I'd just drive off. And I said, you know, I really don't want to burn that karma because I have enough karma to burn. I turned around, I walked in, and it took me I had to go through three different people for them to take their money back. So I left, and I said, I know that you counted this back to me wrong. This is your money. I showed them the receipt, et cetera. They took my number and they called me a few minutes later and they said, thank you, you were absolutely correct. But they had pulled the drawer and they said, you're absolutely correct. And they said, you know, in this day and age, there's just not that many honest people. And I said, you know, in this day and age, I think there are. I just don't think you've seen them.
You know, you just said something that we could have a show on. Don't you think they're getting the people that are just like them?
Yes.
And
that mirrors themselves.
Yes, absolutely right. And mm-hmm. It's RebeccasPathways.com, and her email is RebeccaPathways@Hotmail.com, and you can go to her website, get her phone number, get channeling, open up your business eyes, you're personalizing your talent with Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, we're down to the end of the show. Give them some wisdom, and I will close out the show.
My wisdom is when you plant the seed and you water it and you nourish it, it will grow into a beautiful, beautiful flower. You are that flower, and examine one petal at a time to feel complete and whole in your spirit, body and mind, to take control of your life in a loving and positive way. Rob, thank you for letting me be a part of your show this evening.
Well, thank you for being my guest, and I want to thank all the listeners. And we'll be here Thursday night. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And Rebecca, thank you, and thank you all the listeners, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Rob.
It's my favorite time of year. I just love the holidays because I can get in the spirit and never leave it. And thank you and good night, everybody. And Rebecca, I really appreciate you and all the listeners.
Thank you. And thank you, listeners. I enjoyed it. We'll do it again soon.
Yes, we will. And good night, everybody.
Good night.